Blog Talk Radio.
On Wheels Now.
Turn the sound off.
Welcome. Welcome to On Wheels Now, your inside look at local motorsports. I'm your Plan B backup host, Cindy Clark, here with Gary Wyatt, Matt Esposito, and we're sponsored by Gary's Trailer Repair, Reliable Banner,
Here
Clear, and if they ever get to race again, the Late Model Truck Series. But tonight, more exciting, we have the badassest chick racer ever, Tammy Montez, and she brought her husband. He's all right, too. But seriously, we're so excited to have you. I remember when I asked you last week, and you're like, but I only race once a year. And I'm like, yeah, me too,
right?
Most of us in Vegas that race in the pouring, we've only raced once a year. So,
but,
yeah.
But I do only race once a year. I didn't start racing till October of 2010, my first powder puff in off-road.
So what class do you race?
I first started in powder puff, which was with the Moore division. We did the Barstow.
Wait,
powder
what's
puff.
Moore?
Moore is a
Mojave off-road racing.
There you go. The husband's got to assist.
Okay.
They put on a breast cancer awareness usually every October. So I would race that in my two-seat sportsman car and with a co-driver. All has to be girls. Then I did a couple races. I like Battle at Prim with Snore, Battle at Prim with Rage at the River, which I've timed out before. When we ran the course backwards, I didn't even get to finish. But and then I've also did HDRA when that came back, which was another off-road racing series. So we just had a race a week and a half ago. Yay! The husband let me borrow his car because we sold my 2-seat car, and I won the limited powder puff for the girls.
Awesome. Good job. So back to 2010, you said your first race was in a 2-seater. Was that the pink and white one, the 2-seater?
Yes.
And who was your co-driver?
At the time, her name was Cassidy Ziegler, and then my good friend, Carrie Whiteco, became my co-driver.
So how do you get your friends to get in a crazy ass off-road car with you?
It'll
be fun.
Right? Yeah. Poor Carrie. I think I beat her up constantly when Carrie raced with me, in the powder puff, the year, the BLM, Bureau of Land Management for you all, closed the government, 6 years ago. Our powder puff race got canceled, and because it was in the Mojave Desert or in Lucerne Valley in California, we went to a private venue at Glen Helen, and we did 2 hours of 7-mile loops, and it was excruciating hot in Glen Helen, if you've ever been there. And it got moved up to September, I think, rather than October. And every lap I came on the radio asking my husband how many more laps, and he just kept going, "Keep going, we're eating ice cream." You know, but
I'd ask her, did she see the checkered flag? She'd say no. I said, keep going.
Then keep going. What made you want to get behind the wheel? I mean, obviously, I could see for the, you know, raising money for breast cancer, but you have to have some kind of crazy gene in you to do that. You could just donate money,
right? So my dad was a business owner in Wilmington, California. And I used to sponsor some cars. So we were always brought up around racing.
What kind of cars?
Sprint cars.
Sprint cars.
Back at Ascot days. So, and they always took us to drag racing. So I was always brought up around it. Moved to Vegas right after I graduated high school in 1991. That'll tell you my age. Was into NASCAR. Always
older
watched it. Yeah, older than dirt. Always watched it, been to NASCAR races, and I meet this man 19 years ago.
And how did you guys meet?
Mutual friend introduced us. I went to his shop for some work, racetrack, obviously, and So over the years of buckling him in, the kids, Scott and JT, it was finally time to get in the car myself.
That's a huge jump, though. So you meet him, and then he's like, yeah, so I race. But you didn't race off-road then, did you?
We were running late models and modifieds at the dirt track.
Yeah. Oh, at the dirt track. Okay.
She saw me racing late models but didn't know who I was at the time.
Yep.
She's like, ooh, that dude's fast and sexy.
Then when we got together, he started racing Legend Cars out at Las Vegas Motor Speedway.
Yeah.
We got Scott and JT Legend Cars.
What'd you think of dirt versus the pavement racing? Or no different?
To me, it's no different. There's a lot more different politics, obviously, with asphalt racing than dirt racing. The camaraderie with the pit crews, the team support is still there. Completely different aspect, though, because asphalt racing is very competitive. So things are much more done in a tighter scale than off-road. To my aspect, you can go to any off-road team. When I pit him, if it's just me and him going to an off-road race, I have tons of support that's always willing to help me in the pits. When I'm his only pit support, you know, I've got Patrick Signs, which is LVDC. They assist me, Collins Motorsports. So everyone helps in and helps. Tammy shows up. If it's only me, Tammy and Mike, they all help me. So it's been great over the years to have our friends, because not always does his kids or was his kids able to come assist with his off-road racing. So they usually used to try to come out for my powder puff, but last weekend, Cindy was my crew chief or crew captain. So
we just cheered from the...
You did.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And you won.
Yes.
So maybe I should come again.
Yes.
You should race more often.
Well, we got Rage at the River in a couple weeks. It's the...
December
9th, 10th weekend range. I haven't decided, but I usually don't race that race anymore. It's a little beat up. I don't like the moon bumps. Battle at Prim and normal schedule for Snore, Southern Nevada off-road racing enthusiast, is in March to start their 2021 season. So I should be back out there as long as he hasn't sold his car. We are trying to sell his car to go different avenues. So we'll see what happens.
What different avenues?
Well, he bought a dwarf car. So we are now going dwarf car racing at the dirt tracks.
So then are you going to get a mini stock and race with me, bro?
You're funny.
You're already there.
You're funny.
And you got driving talent.
Right. I want to take his dwarf car out for a spin. He says I need to start on the dry lake bed area.
Okay.
We would love to get Caleb, the oldest grandson, out in a mini dwarf. So looking at that possibility, since the bull ring has not done anything too much this year. We did get Caleb out in his Bandolero.
Yeah, how'd that come about? Was that your idea?
Sorta.
Yes.
He blames it all on me, but yeah. You know, he's 11 now. He just turned 11 this summer, and kids need outlets before COVID. It was just they needed something to do, and he was starting junior high school this year, even though it's homeschooling, and I just felt he needed to be out there doing something rather than the wrong impression from kids you get in school.
And
so,
why did you pick racing?
Well, he already was racing.
Okay.
So he has a side-by-side that he raced 2.5 years ago in the works division. He did really awesome on his first race. He was only, I think, 8 years old at the time. Second race did somewhat decent. Third race, it was a third or fourth race, he actually crashed and flipped on its side. They came on the radio and said, Mom, 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 he's upside down, but he's okay. And I came back and said, this is Grandma, but it's okay. We'll come to him. And it sort of scared him. So we parked it for a while. And then you get to that point in their age where they don't obey their parents, then Grandma and Grandpa aren't going to let them race. So he got parked for a while.
Oh.
So now his attitude is much better. His school grades are good. He was able to get a Bandolero. Actually would like to thank the Clarks because they are the ones that got a car for JT. And we had it for quite some time and got it put back together.
Very cool.
And then he totaled it on race practice number one. And Grandpa bought him another one. So.
Oh, man. Well, that's
that's Caleb's racing. So we're hoping to get him maybe since bandos aren't happening at the moment, maybe in a mini dwarf or something.
That's cool.
So you can come with us.
You're quite the cool racing mom, grandma, wife. Some wives aren't as understanding. Where do you, what makes you so understanding?
I knew Mike raced when I met him. So that was part of the deal.
But
I
didn't want to change him?
No.
Wasn't going to happen.
No. That was, you know, we have common interests. So that was, he raced when I met him. You know,
take her to the finest establishment,
right?
In the best of weather.
I have been to a works race in Washington State. Some people took his quad, and we actually flew in for the first time to a race. We weren't the one hauling everything. And I remember standing
in the snow
with a clipboard and a headset, I believe. And I'm just like, what am I doing? I'm like, it's snowing. I'm in Washington State in the snow and he's out on the course. And I'm like, I think I'm going to sit in my rental car now finally, because there's nothing I can physically do for him. But we've had so much fun traveling on the Western United States with different associations, with JT and Scott used to go with us to the works race. Scott at the time was stationed up in Washington. So him and his mom even went up to a race and I sat at home, but very few times have I ever let him go out on a race without me buckling him into a car. That's sort of one of our rules. I buckle him in a car.
That's cool.
Yep. So now that he races with Brendan in the class one and the snore,
so
or score,
I
apologize.
You're a little too fast. He races what with who?
So Mike has been the co-driver with Brendan gone. Normally he's just the logistics guy with him in the class one car for the score division. This year he was his co-driver, but unfortunately due to COVID, we've only had one race in San Felipe last month. And the team and everyone lets me tag along. I'm the only girl that literally shows up. The Gurkies
are
awesome.
You're the only girl that they let come.
Yeah, the Gurkies are awesome. Mandy, one of the wives, sometimes comes to local races, and she used to do Mexico, but with COVID, everything has been happening, and everyone is, things have been different, so a lot of people didn't want to cross the border when we just crossed a month ago. It was actually awesome. We had a great time. Mexico is very following all the rules, masks are being worn, snore. We just had that race a week and a half ago, over 300 entries, masks are being worn. They're following the rules. They're letting us race, so it's some of the associations have figured it out, and obviously some of them have not. So,
what races have not?
Boring.
No comment, but thank you, boring.
Well, that's more of a executive.
Correct. That is an executive decision.
Yeah. So I don't think that has anything to do with
COVID. We did get to have the bandos this summer. It was hot. It was very hot. Gate entry with the bandos, and it was very hot. It was a great thing for Caleb to have that seat time, but it was hot. Oh my gosh, was it hot?
That's Vegas.
June, July, August, September, mm-hmm. Bullring, you know, when they're usually off on the summer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is there any, have you heard anything about next year for the bando?
I have not followed.
Hopefully they go down the road.
Oh, you mean mine.
Yeah.
As far as what's happening at Speedway, mm-hmm. no news yet.
They haven't said anything. That's serious. Okay. So, back when you first met Mike, he was racing dirt and at the dirt track in Vegas, right?
Yeah, at the time, Vegas, I think, only had a couple races. So
yeah.
He was traveling to Bakersfield, things like that.
So when you first met, you're like, hey, you race a lot of different places. Can I have your autograph and come with?
So I don't think I've ever gotten his autograph, but I have figured out how to forge it.
Oh, very good. That's important for documents.
Right?
You're doing checks.
Like it's payday.
Payday. Can I have that check, please?
Life insurance policies. but what inspired you to want to like follow him to all these races all over the place?
Gosh, that was so long ago.
I was talented.
Oh, there you go.
I don't think that was it, Mike.
You know, it was. It was so long. I think when he stopped racing dirt late models, is that when we got into works or we got back into the Bullring with the Legend cars
Legends,
and the
Roadsters.
Yep. The Legend cars and the Thunder Roadsters. And
yeah,
then,
but what was your attraction? Like, I mean, there's a lot of guys out there.
He's a good looking man.
So
he
you
was
were like,
hot. He didn't have all that gray hair when I met him.
Gray's
I, he
hot,
says
though.
I gave it to him, so. Oh, he's still hot.
Yeah,
I
can name every one of them.
Yeah,
yeah. He said they're Tammy. So. Yeah.
I have my three named.
See, oh, there you go.
So, say you were you're like, dude, this dude's hot and fast. And
so, yeah.
Did you, Mike? Did you like ask her to come, or did she ask herself to come?
Oh no, he asked me
out.
That
was the first date.
So our first date actually was on Easter Sunday, 2001 Easter Sunday.
Don't ask me.
He asked me out, and I said, it's Easter. Aren't you doing anything? And he's like, nope, my kids are with their mom or wherever they might have been that time. So he picked me up on the Harley, and we went for a ride around the lake, went to dinner, and it sort of went from there. So now he sort of kicked me off his kicked me off his Harley. I do have my motorcycle license and have my own Harley now. That's one of the reasons we sold my race car. He says I needed to sell it, and let's get a Harley. Okay, great. So I don't ride that much, but I do ride. I enjoy it.
I sold her car while she was getting her hair done, and I sent her a picture and said, it's gone.
It's gone. It was so sad.
Aw.
Yeah.
I can remember that because didn't you enter the next race? And you're like, oh, well, now I have to use his.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that was, because that it was happened like midsummer or something, and then Battle of Prim came around or something like that. Yeah. So
did you tell him, since you sold mine, now I have to race yours, or did he offer
it? No, he offered it. Oh, very good husband. I actually was not going to race Battle at Prim because they moved the Powder Puff to before his race, and I didn't want to mess up his race. And good husband that he is, he said, it doesn't matter. You need to have fun, too. Go race.
He did that this year, too.
Yep. That's
because you weren't going to race this race.
I didn't decide until late minutes. I mean, I was pre-entered, but I didn't decide until Friday after the schedule changed due to so many entries. They had almost 300 entries.
That's
so
awesome.
They had to change the schedule around, and they moved the Powder Puff before his 1600 race.
That seems risky from a management perspective.
Right? Let the wife drive the car, and then hopefully there's one race in between, and she brings it home okay, and then he gets to race. But I did.
You did.
But he did have a part failure on Sunday because it was a two-day event. And he had a part failure in his race on Sunday, starting or completing the fourth lap. But he did get a finish, so hopefully it'll
and
be okay.
You were running
for fourth
point. At the time, though. You almost had a fourth.
Almost.
Yeah.
Horseshoe and hand grenades. The only time that matters.
That's true.
So when you guys share a car, do you run the same setup?
Yep.
Off-road setup's not exactly that critical.
Okay.
It's right, and it's going to be that regardless.
One key thing, though, is you probably shouldn't put full Gatorade bottles. Leave those in there for
the
next driver.
Thank you for bringing that up.
He
took a Gatorade bottle out for qualifying on Friday. And as I'm on Saturday lap, I think two or one and a half of three, because I only did three laps, I have this Gatorade bottle flying around under my foot, under the gas pedal, under the clutch, under everywhere, because this thing moved everywhere. And it's not like I could crush it because it was full of product. It took me till the last 2 miles to finally get it to my left hand so I could chuck it out the window.
When you hit the the camera and was videoing your lap?
No, that was Sunday. So my GoPro broke off the mount.
No, that was Saturday.
Yeah, it broke Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, no.
So we fixed it, and then it broke again on Sunday. And
you have lots of footage of your crotch.
Right, I haven't even looked at it. And then we thought we lost it. I posted it on Facebook that we lost our GoPro. He finally tore apart the car and found it under the fuel cell. So it was
holy
in the car the whole time, and he found it under the fuel. It got
you
wedged
just wanted
under
to
there,
see what
right?
the fuel was doing, right? No, it was looking for the Gatorade bottle.
Right?
That too.
But the funny part is I took a water with a straw and set it right next to me, and it stayed there the whole time and never moved. That Gatorade bottle was like a bullet. And ironically, last year, when I did the same race, the Parker Pumper broke and fell on my foot. Parker Pumper, you all know, is the air. But whatever he had finagled in there, I'm trying to explain to him, there's something on the left side of the car, and it's on my left arm and on my clutch foot. And it just, He goes, are you going to come in and stop? I'm like, no. He goes, then keep driving. But
shut up and drive.
That's
famous word she hears every time.
Yeah.
Shut up and drive.
She's not a good cheerleader. So my best cheerleader I ever had in off-road was our late friend, Noel Whiteco. He just passed away. And he was my co-driver in my two-seater when I raced with the boys. When his wife, Carrie, got out and Noel got in, Mike and I realized we cannot be in a car together. We will be divorced. We tried one race together, and we were F-bombing by turn one. So we do not get in the car together. We actually have the same problem in normal everyday driving vehicles.
I was so happy to have a car break.
Oh, my.
It did break. He thought I blew the transmission up. It wasn't the transmission. It was something else. But he got it fixed, and he raced Sunday. So
I did notice that you have both vehicles here.
Yes.
What's that all about?
I just came from work, so that's why.
Okay.
Yeah. But
so did I.
Yeah, you brought your work.
Yes.
Okay, whatever.
So on that note, with my win, we want to thank Justice Brothers, New Wave Cleaning Products, and CLS City Light Shine, which is all owned by Brendan Gaughan here locally. So thank you. That's our sponsors on the 1600 car, and would like to give them a shout out for that. And I greatly appreciate it. And that's our Justice Brothers attire here, our racing and product placement.
If you need any automotive product,
there you go.
You can call Mike Montez at 702-400.
I don't know the rest of it.
Like, he doesn't know his work number.
OMG.
Right? That's typical, husband. That's a technology
Facebook
today.
But do you remember the phone number of the house when you grew up?
Yes.
And his address and probably everything like
My
that.
My first work phone number? Yes.
Yep.
Just call the show or call me and we'll connect you. You can call Hear Clear at 725-333-HEAR. ATAR, which is 4327. And those are awesome products, by the way. Thank you, Mike.
I was trying to find that work phone number for you.
You support a lot of local racing with that, and we really appreciate all the support you do locally. Supported the Late Model Truck Series with giving the top three finishers product. You support.
We might be doing some sponsorship with another track just over the hump.
Input them.
Dun, dun.
Dun, dun. So, yeah.
That's
so,
just now starting to come about, so that's not
official yet.
Yet.
So,
on the DL.
You heard it here first.
Heard it here first.
You didn't hear it, though. It's not official yet. That's awesome. So, how did you decide you wanted to race Pahrump? So, you're racing off-road. You're helping Brendan Gaughan race. And you're like, go to Pahrump.
A friend of mine, Richie Abbott. He goes, hey, I got an extra car. You want to come out and slide around the dirt a little bit? I'm like, yep.
Sure.
Hey, Tammy, we're going to go to Pahrump for the night.
You know Pahrump. I mean, it's a great experience. It honestly is. It's a great track.
No, it's fun.
And they're great, too. Back gate, they're wonderful. You can, you know, it's a great, I mean, it's Pahrump, but it's a great facility. We took Caleb for the first time. He loved it.
Nice.
JT and all the other grandkids came out, so they all had a blast.
And grandma.
And great grandma. Yep. His mom, our great grandma, came out.
Yeah. So we're running the first heat race with the dwarf cars, and I fit myself in this car and go, you know, there's no brakes. They're like, oh, well, we'll try some stuff. I'm like, let me start at the back, and Tammy's FaceTime live, whatever you call it. And I go from sixth to first in a turn and a half. She goes, this is going to cost me.
That was my first response. Yep. He was on his qualifying or the heat race. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, gosh, here we go. I knew it. I knew he wanted it or he was going to get it or something like that. And thank you, Richie, you know, for calling a couple of weeks later and saying the car is available
to purchase.
Yes.
Yeah. So, and you're like, okay, honey, you can buy it. I mean, that's like the coolest wife ever.
So we do have a little. If you purchase something else has got to go down the road.
Okay.
You know, you can't keep stockpiling. We don't own a business anymore.
Gary, Mike.
So he actually sold the boat. So
The
boat went bye-bye. The boat sat. New motor sat for 5 years. We took it out 3 times total in the 5 years actually hadn't even gone out in 4 years. So the boat went down the road. We had an old Make chase. Room. Yes. Okay. We actually got rid of something this past week when we were both racing 7 years ago. We did a utility truck for our chase truck, and it's been sitting due to I just grabbed my Dodge. If it's just me, and then like I said, I have team support. So that actually just went down the road because we sort of blew it up and after coming home from Rage at the River 1 year, and it's sort of been sitting, you know, mechanic husband, but it's sort of been sitting. You know, 3 years ago, he sold his business. Actually, we closed it. So it turned into more of a let's just tinker on stuff at the house. He barely works on our own vehicles anymore. They go to dealerships and other mechanics.
Well, he's got a job now.
And then he works on the race cars. So
he's supporting the community.
Yes.
Yeah.
Correct. He is. The small business. He very is. Yes. He took my Chevy to a small business owner and did some work because he didn't have time, you know, but it just, there are good mechanics out there in Las Vegas. So we have our hands in a lot of pots, you know, when you want to keep things going. Maintaining homes is a lot of work too. And you guys all know that. I'm sure you know, being renters, homeowners, it's care, love, you have a lot of work to do. So, and when you work two jobs, full-time jobs, and
two jobs, you have two jobs?
No, I have one. He has one. Oh, but okay. If that's what you want to call his, but that's okay.
So we know his job is Justice Brothers. What's your day job?
So my day job is accounts payable manager at the Siegel Group. Siegel Group owns apartment weekly complexes here in Las Vegas, but we also are in about 12 to 13 states nationwide, and we own Pink Box Donuts.
Nice.
And it's a location called Bagel Mania, and that we're relocating here next to the convention center, hopefully by the end of next month. When I started with them 7 years ago, or almost 8 years ago now, we only had 20 properties, and now we're over, I manage over 100 entities. So
wow.
We've grown astronomically. We're buying one in Baton Rouge next week, so we're everywhere. And then we have commercial properties and stuff, but Pink Box Donuts, one day we might be able to get on the car and have some donuts on there.
Heck yeah.
Hey, didn't somebody else have a donut sponsorship?
I did, yeah. Those are the best sponsors.
Did you?
Lamar's Donuts. Yeah. I used to bring donut holes to the driver's meeting.
Oh, my gosh. Well, Pink Box Donuts is a little fancy.
Yeah, those are really fancy.
Really fancy. Yeah. So I don't really eat donuts anymore. I'll say that.
Why?
Because there's always donuts around, and I just eat it. You just can't eat a donut every day anymore, you know?
Yeah, when I first started at Lamar's, I had to taste them all 30 pounds later.
Yeah. Exactly.
Something just happened.
What happened?
You don't hear us anymore?
I do now.
Oh, okay.
Knock, tap it.
Tap your head.
Tap it.
Your forehead. There you go.
I hear nothing.
So does your boss give you time off to go to the races? I know you go to Mexico.
So I have a crude vacation and PTO, so that's about it. They're not in a racing family, to whereas my former employer that I worked 21 years with, which was Rebel Oil Company. Everyone, I think, in this town knows Rebel Oil. I worked there 21 years. They were all a racing. They knew of racing and stuff like that. But I've had two long-time jobs. Obviously, this one, I've been there almost 8 years, so... you accrue your PTO and vacation, and they're very good. I work a lot of hours, so they very accommodate me to get my time off when I request it. They don't deny it. So it's a good company to work for. Just as you keep expanding and expanding, it's stressful on my end, so because I do a lot more than just accounts payable.
Does it help when you go racing then? Just like get it out of your system?
That's why I put her in the side-by-side and let her go bomb through the desert or whatever it takes to get her aggravation out.
Yeah, yep. Instead of on you.
Yep.
I was going to say instead of hitting him.
Right? Yeah. You know, and then we have side-by-sides for fun. So we have a Textron we just recently bought beginning of this year. I think it was March, right before COVID. We bought a Textron. We love it. It's a two-seater. We have my old Can-Am. We call it the school bus because it's yellow.
Yeah, it's
pretty yellow. It's a four-seater. Caleb has learned how to drive it. And then we have Caleb's little side-by-side. So, you know, we have many toys that we've acquired over the years. So and that's our condition. One sells, one goes down the road. I still have my original quad. We used to go out to the sand dunes. We really don't do that much anymore.
Just because of time or?
The year BLM put the notification that you needed to be have a helmet on to be in a Razor and a side-by-side is actually the year we stopped going to Dumont.
Because of the helmet.
Not that it were against safety. It just fell into place that we haven't been back. And I know they're not more lenient, but I think in a sand rail, you don't have to have it, I believe. I don't even know. We've gone to Armagosa. We've taken the grandkids out with their side-by-side. With age, I've developed fear. So I will admit I've developed fear, and I scream at him. So I don't know.
That's why we drive two vehicles.
Yes.
Even on the regular street?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. I'm the driver around town if we're together. I've had some back issues and hip issues over the years, and I know what pain is. I've been through surgeries, but I control the car. I know the pain level that I can take when I control the car.
It seems like getting in and out of that thing is painful.
Sometimes my hip, actually sometimes getting my leg over on the Harley is harder than getting in and out of that race car.
Wow.
Yeah, but.
Does it hurt when you're on the Harley or just getting on it?
It just depends on long rides. I don't do long rides, honestly. Yeah.
Do you like Lake Mead or do you trailer them places?
Oh, no. We drive them from the house, but, I've never gone outside of Boulder City. We've come to your neck of the woods, Red Rock, around the loop a few times around the city. You know, my dad has a heart attack when I get on it. Las Vegas is not friendly when it comes to to motorcycle riders.
Nope.
People do not pay attention.
No.
It's, you know, over the summer, I think we've seen deaths every weekend on motorcycles. People need to pay attention. Look before you change lanes.
We have 24-hour drinking rules around here. And
yep.
Drugs are legal, practically. And this is the place people come to get crazy. We can't drive anyway, so you put all that together, that is like crazy.
Yep.
I used to have a motorcycle until I moved here, and I sold it to get a faster race car. I figured, well, I'll get a motorcycle later, but since I've lived here, I know I would just die.
Yeah.
So I just haven't done it yet.
Well, the irresponsible riders have ruined it for the responsible ones.
Well, it's the drivers, though, too. Like,
yeah.
You have to ride like you're invisible. I've raced a car 20 years. The only two times I felt close to death was on my motorcycle because people don't see you. They can't see you as good, even with my bright pink helmet.
Well, when you're doing a wheelie white lining, they don't see you.
Yeah.
Well, for sure.
That happened last week.
Did they die?
No.
Oh,
but
you just saw that.
It was... Yeah. He almost took off my mirror.
So Mike tries to take me out to Boulder City where we're on the freeway and get out of town. We go to Pioneer Saloon, the Red Rock Loop to get away from the traffic. We try not to go in the town, but sometimes when you get back into town, obviously I'm on the city streets or on the freeway.
I'm terrified every time my daughter gets on her motorcycle.
When we get into the city over the summertime, it was too hot. I'm like, get me home. I want my truck. I want my AC. I'm spoiled. I'm like, this thing is hot.
No, I actually feel better when she's out on her dirt bike. Go wherever on the dirt bike. But when she gets on the motorcycle,
street bike,
freaks me out.
Kind of scary.
I'm more aggravated or nervous. Let's go that route. When I put her in the race car versus on the motorcycle, even. It's easier to stick my kids in a race car and not worry about them versus putting her in there.
Yeah.
My first race in that October of 2010 was in Barstow. We got a hotel room and he never slept. And he didn't tell me until a week later or so
how nervous he was.
He says, I was more nervous putting you in that race car than buckling my own kids and sending them out there. And we weren't far. I mean,
Is that because you love her more than your kids or?
Sure, whatever.
No, seriously.
Whatever you want to believe.
No, is it because you're worried about her getting hurt?
I don't want to tear the car up.
Oh.
She don't listen. You tell her get on top of the whoops and she don't pay attention.
Get on top of the whoops means go faster.
Yes.
So the one time I did that, where did my shock end up? Somewhere where it
in
should
Yermo?
Not.
And we were in Barstow.
Oh boy. Somewhere where it should not have. They're like, we've never seen it stuck that way. And I'm like, you said go faster. So.
Well, she did listen.
Not enough.
Oh. Yeah. His driving skills and mine, you know, you got to remember, it's not like I went out and just started practicing or anything. It was go test, go
around.
But
isn't this like, doesn't this show that like you won?
So this is our results that Snore just posted. So
you know something.
Yes. So in Powder Puff, we had different divisions. We had our limited, our unlimited, and our side-by-side division. So I did finish second on Sunday. The only car in front of me was a class 10, which is an unlimited.
Awesome.
Saturday with the Gatorade bottle incident. The side-by-side. So officially
that,
the side-by-side. Right?
Towards you. That'll be all year. I'll have to hear about it. So
he'll never,
next,
he'll never get
the
it.
Next
yeah.
incident, then I'll hear about that for
yeah.
the next year.
In fact, when we're in Mexico next month, I'll remind you not to put the Gatorade bottle in Brendan's car.
I don't. I got bags and bags of water in there.
They have, yeah, they have to have a water system.
We have, yeah, we have camel packs mounted in the car, and then we have bags that are under my feet that...
Well, she's got a cool water bottle system with hoses, and yet...
And we usually, when she hands it to us during the pit stops,
yeah.
we usually just wave her off.
Oh.
We don't even take them most
yeah,
of the time.
Yeah, because
they have their own water.
It's funny, because you don't... I get more overworked, overheated, needing water in the limited car... than in the unlimited car. We'll do 250, 300 miles in that car, and it's like, oh, we're here already? I didn't even take a drink.
Is it a speed thing or just smoother thing, bigger shock, more shock travel?
Yes.
Yes, all of the above.
All of the above.
Okay.
140 across a dry lake bed. Yeah, it's
Oh, they did Vegas to Reno. So you guys, out of probably, I think I did 6 pit stops with you guys to Vegas to Reno, and I think, yeah, they only took two waters throughout that time.
Wow.
So
how did you do 6 pit stops? You just like you
chase
like,
up leapfrog.
Seriously, wow.
Every other one. See, Collins Motorsports does excellent with that, and I was the
Good
only one to get a flat.
There you go.
In my yeah. Dodge,
you got a flat in the
chase in my
truck.
My Dodge,
Aww.
My personal vehicle. I was chasing them,
but they didn't get a flat.
They did not get
nope.
any flats.
BFGs.
Did you drive, Mike?
I rode the whole thing.
Okay.
I rode with Brendan until he ran out of talent and got us stuck.
Oh, be nice.
And we spent about 45 minutes getting unstuck. Thank you to Coastal Drilling Race Team. And then Brendan got out because, honestly, he thought he was going to miss his flight to Daytona to go road race.
Be nice.
I am. So
Brendan was tired and hurt his back.
Yeah, we'll go with that one. And Billy Gerke, who does most of the prep on the car, got in and drove the last 100, 125 miles, and I finished riding with Billy to the all the way up to Reno.
So when Billy got in, that's when the storm hit. So in northern Nevada, the storm hit. I'm like, I'm in my Dodge, and I'm like, wow, my windshield wipers are going pretty dang good. They show up at the finish, and they're just full of mud. They're wet. They're everything. The storm just really hit up there. I mean, we had sunshine, hot the whole way down here, and this part of Nevada, but getting up to Reno, it was like, wow. So
how did you do that with no windshield blade?
A lot of rags.
Yeah. Seriously? So you're
just,
wiping for Billy?
I just hand him a rag. I keep handing him rags. When it gets to the point it's too muddy to use, I pitch it, grab another one. Here you go.
Wow.
And then we have
I don't even waste my time with mine.
Collins team member Jeff tossed a Ziploc.
We're going through the pits at 25 miles an hour, and he sings bag of rags.
And made
right
it.
Through the window. Open.
Nice.
And made it. It was awesome. I was there witnessing that one. It was
yeah,
great.
He's got
like,
mad
yes.
talent. Mad
yeah,
talent.
That's mad talent. That softball guy or?
Frisbee?
Frisbee guy.
Yeah.
Dang.
You
great.
Remember Jeff from Petty.
Petty.
Big,
yeah,
bald-headed
yeah.
mechanic.
Angry ball guy.
Angry ball guy.
We call him.
Yep. He's still the same.
Angry ball
guy. We love you, Jeff.
Love you, Jeff. Cool. Wow. Yeah, he had talent. So when you did Vegas to Reno, that's like all nighter though, right?
They started
not with the big cars.
Yeah, no,
okay.
They started. We were
because you guys are faster,
yeah.
So you didn't have to. Okay.
They started in the morning. I
started about 10:30,
yeah.
And finished about with our downtime and a little bit of brain farts. We were finished just after dark.
Okay.
We only had to go about 30 minutes in dark.
Yeah.
So do you know how lucky you are to have a woman that would chase you all day to different pit stops?
She chased me a couple years back. We did it with the Race to Erase program where we had military vets.
Yeah.
And we had a Class 8 truck.
Mm-hmm.
And we had multiple issues with that truck, and we didn't finish till almost 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yep.
And she's still right there by your side.
Yep.
That's a pretty good woman.
And he got in the car on that one sooner than expected. So it was like, where's my driving suit? Where's my helmet? And I'm like, hang on, let's get it all out. And they're like, are you okay, Tammy? And I'm like, yeah, let me just follow someone where I'm going. And so then it was caravan to the next one, and you leapfrog all the way. And there was no COVID, so everyone got to cheer him on as they came into the finish.
That's cool.
Yeah.
So do you feel like your involvement in racing is your love for Mike, your love for racing, or both?
Both.
Yeah.
But it's his passion, so I've grown to love it. I enjoy it. We don't have it's not like I don't anticipate myself ever. I don't see myself ever sending him out there without me.
Cool.
I just, it's something we've done together this whole time, our whole relationship. So, and now that's what we want for the grandkids. So we're trying to get Ethan, he's a 9-year-old, off the tablets, to get in one of these cars too, because we have the two Bandoleros. He was really good in a go-kart when we had a go-kart. So he's got the concentration. Then we have JT has four boys. Then we've got Harley. Right now Harley is 3.5.
Aww.
And he doesn't like the sound of a motor.
Yes.
So no, he doesn't. The motors scare him. He runs from the garage. So any loud noises, air tools, anything, it frightens him. So
They grow out of that, I think.
Yeah, I hope so. And then we have the new baby.
But if he becomes a ballet dancer, that's still okay too.
Yes.
And then, and so, you have a new one.
JT and Cheryl just had Holden, the end of August, a whole month early. So we have they have their fourth boy. No more kids, you two. We also have a granddaughter from Scott. She's 2, Tatum. Hopefully we can get her out there one day. So
yeah, right on.
Yep.
Do you get to see her?
Sore subject at the moment.
Okay.
Yep. So not currently,
but someday
we're ready.
Have a car ready for her.
Yep.
I think girls are better drivers because we're more level-headed in general.
Right.
So it's,
Cindy, I'm voting with that. We're good. Yeah.
So that's why
let's
safe
go back to this level-headed stuff.
Well, we
and we're back
finish.
From our break.
That's right. We tend to finish races statistically better because we don't get all caught up with the adrenaline issues that some of the other drivers get caught up in. So we actually can finish.
Yep.
As opposed to not finishing.
Not finishing. Oh, I've had my not finishes.
Oh.
So, yeah, I've had my not finishes. Many of them. So, but.
Don't start.
I had to bring that up. when he worked at Richard Page Driving Experience, did he get to take you for a ride?
Yes.
Okay.
So I got one of the rides where, you know, his hands over in my lap, not where it's supposed to be kind of ride.
We won't talk about that.
Passing and hitting the car in front of him.
Won't talk about that. So this is pre.
We did it when we were doing the racing experience.
Yeah.
She got to come out numerous times and do those.
Cool, yeah.
And then she got to go to Daytona and do laps at Daytona.
Yeah. Cool. So when JT was working with them too, they wanted to ship both him and JT. And I said, well, I'll buy my own plane ticket and come with you.
Yeah,
I'm going to sit on a beach while you guys go work. So it was perfect, you know. And then one day they hit a student hit a turtle on Daytona Speedway that turned into an oil slick. And so when I went to pick them up, they're like, we're a couple hours behind because the guy hit the turtle that you could see every lap.
It came from the pond, and you go every lap. You're like, okay, he's here, he's here, he's here, he's on the track. Please don't hit him, please.
But
guy hit the turtle.
He took me for a ride around Daytona. That was insane.
What
at the banking. You don't even realize it until you're in the car
Yeah.
Just totally like that in the passenger seat. So, and then I did go out and work for Richard Petty part-time on the weekends when the track here at Las Vegas Motor Speedway got repaved. A lot of people, you know, didn't come back to work. Amy Edison knew I was doing nothing and Mike was going to work on the weekends and I was sitting at home. So I went out and helped and assisted, helped with the trailer, photos, buckle in, whatever I needed. So
the good old days.
Yep, the good old days.
That was before that though. Remember they send the times goes directly to Charlotte. But before that, remember if you
you had the transponder on the window and they come by and scan it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, mine got turned off a lot.
Yeah.
A lot.
That's why you got to go fast. That's cool. So
that's why I usually got in a lot of trouble.
Yeah, he wasn't allowed to lead students. He was the ride person.
Oh, yeah, that's safer.
Right? He was more pleasant. They just buckled him in and he went and then they left and then they buckled him in and he went.
I didn't have to give feedback or be nice.
Oh, yeah, I remember the feedback.
Feedback. Not a strong part. Not a strong suit of mine.
Right.
Thank you.
That's okay. You're a good driver, so you don't have to be polite. So after, that was like 18 years ago.
Yeah.
16, 17.
Yeah.
Wow. When they repaved it.
Yeah, it was a long, God, time flies. Don't say that, Cindy. Time flies.
All right.
Yeah, I know.
So now you got grandkids that are going to race. And so you bought a dwarf car to race in Pahrump now?
Yes.
And
we actually just cut the rear clip off of it because I didn't like a lot of the geometry in the rear of it. So now I'm trying to get it ready for, we have a big race coming up in Mojave. It's called King of the Oval on November 6th, 7th-ish, somewhere around that weekend. And...
Yep,
we've got that.
You got the right weekend.
We've got a memorial ride to do this weekend, and we got Mexico coming up.
Memorial ride, what's that for?
So, like I was saying before, one of Mike's closest friends, Noel Wyko, passed away from pancreatic cancer in August, right after he turned 50 years old, stage 4 pancreatic cancer. During COVID, we were able to at least put on a... his wife was able to orchestrate
a drive-by birthday. About 100 people showed up.
Wow.
And then, unfortunately, about a week later, he did pass away. They had been friends for a very long time. He actually used to live here in Vegas, moved back to North Carolina, went back with Kyle Busch and worked with him for many years, and then relocated back out to Vegas and where he met his second wife, Carrie, which is our good friend. And he was heavily into mountain biking, so they did a memorial ride with mountain biking the weekend of Battle at Prim, and then into with off-road and side-by-side, so we're doing that this weekend out at the just past the Magic Rocks out on Knight Ranch Road. We're going to put on a barbecue and a memorial ride for him in his honor Saturday morning. Anyone watching is more than welcome to join us. We have plenty of food, plenty of people come in just to pay their respects for Noel. He was my co-driver. He was the best co-driver out there. He always was my cheerleader. Aww. One time I remember going across a dry lake bed and I had my hand up, this hand up, and I lifted. So he shifted for me and I was like, I didn't want to go into fourth. And he goes, but you lifted. So I shifted for you. And I'm like, okay. Cause I couldn't see, the sun was rising. My race was always bright and early in the morning with the sun. And, but he was great in the passenger seat. Great man. So he's deeply missed. So that's what we're doing this weekend, this Saturday. Then we're going to have King of the Ovals. Then I'm going to ship him off with Brendan to Mexico for the Baja 1000.
But you're going to that too, right?
I will join them.
See if we can back-to-back it, because we did win last year in Class 1.
Okay.
So I will join them with the team towards the end of – he'll be gone many days before that for pre-running and all that good stuff, and then I'll join them. And then when we get back, it's Thanksgiving and all the holidays, and – we've got family coming in from Texas.
And a race in December, too, right?
And we got Thanksgiving, correct. And then Rage at the River.
Yeah. Yep. So this is so ironic. Like, this girl who's like, oh, I hardly ever race, is racing more this year than anyone else watching on the show. because we can't race because of COVID, and yet you guys are racing almost every single weekend. So right on.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Well, I usually
and
only
winning.
Race the one time, but I do the pit support and help the husband and the team. You know, I try to be there.
We take a lot of support.
I'm there.
Yeah.
It takes a lot.
Yeah, you do.
She served dinner for 20-some people.
Oh, wow.
When we were in San Felipe in our condo.
You did?
Well, we had help. No, I did have help. Collins Motorsports, there's a whole team. And we had 28 of us, the crew people, in. It was really hot outside. Mike and I went shopping that day. It was 116 degrees. And so we moved. We convinced everyone to get out from outside with the picnic tables and come up to the condo. And we had all 28 of us up in the condo.
Wow.
So,
is that the condo with no shower?
Yeah,
in?
With the no
with
shower.
No showers?
Yeah.
Okay.
So our bathroom still never, by
oh,
the way.
Wow. Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So how many times did I leave the valve on and flood the bathroom in the 4 days? I was there, like, every 4 days. Every day I flood the bathroom. He goes,
for real?
Flooded. Yeah, I forget. You know, you turn it on to fill the toilet. You flush it. You walk away. You don't remember.
No hot water.
Oh, that's overrated. Right. Well, it sounds like it was hot.
First you
put
have,
it outside
first
for
have,
10 seconds.
First, you have to, you know, have the handle stay on the shower so you can actually turn the shower
it
on.
It was a very nice place, though. Just our bathroom had a little incidences, more so when you first got there. So.
Yeah.
But the ocean, we went swimming in, well, that's considered the ocean down there.
Bay.
Golf.
It's,
bay
yeah,
something. It was hot.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, it was nice. So
nice little getaway
time,
with
yep.
all the COVID shutdown and everything.
Just a long journey there and back. But
yeah. How long does it take to drive them there?
It takes the team with the chase trucks. It's usually a minimum 9-hour drive. We caravan and we
coming
have to,
home varies depending on how many hours yeah. you have to cross the border.
Yep.
Sometimes it's one, sometimes it's four.
Hmm.
It took us 2 hours to cross back this time.
That's
so.
Not too bad. And you said everybody's accommodating and COVID friendly.
Oh, yeah. Yep, and they had opened up some of the shops down there in San Felipe for all of us to do some shopping. I did not get any tacos because we did some cooking for the team. I didn't even get tacos.
Did you cook tacos for the team?
No.
Oh.
That's wrong.
What did we have? What did we have? Tri-tip.
Pizza.
That was just me and Brendan. We
yeah, that
pizza.
Was them too.
We go into the pizza place.
Yeah.
Well, you ate...
And then
you ate at that restaurant.
I'm getting tacos and Ensenada. We're
okay,
hooking up.
We're
we need some
tacos.
Margaritas
yeah.
and tacos.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, see, we get 4 extra days down there before anybody shows up. So we don't usually cook for ourselves.
They
it's
eat
kinda,
out.
We go in, go find someplace. It's usually the same. It's always the same places. Regardless of which side of the peninsula we go to this taco stand. We go to that taco stand. We go to this pizza joint. We go to that restaurant.
Yeah.
We don't vary. We have breakfast at the same restaurant every morning. So.
And you know, you've been there, Cindy. There's tons of Las Vegas. When you get down there, you just run into, like, it's a Las Vegas convention. Tons of Las Vegas people off-road race and race with score.
Yeah.
And you just run into, what is the one
yeah,
taco
you know
stand? No, the tea?
Valley Tea.
Valley of Tea. It was like
Valley
a Las
Trinidad.
Vegas Valley of Trinidad last year, one of the races. And I'm just like, everyone there was from Las Vegas, just in the middle of nowhere. Everyone, like 50 people stopping for tacos and everyone's from Las Vegas.
That's funny. Well, you get the familiarity and that's such a huge part of their economy too. So
yeah,
cool. That
huge.
Yeah.
So we're going back on the Ensenada side. So for the 1,000, we hope everything with COVID is going to be open and accepting. We don't know. We went to the San Felipe side, but I'm sure it is. Score has figured it out.
It's going to be the same rules, they say. And the only thing they change is this year was the year it was supposed to be the peninsula run.
Mm-hmm.
So now it's going to be a loop. And then
we've already got maps. We're already doing logistics.
Cool. And then unfortunately, for me, the funnest part is the contingency. So there's no contingency. So there's no spectators at the start finish line,
yeah.
But you can go out in the desert and watch. And then the start finish line isn't on the downtown like typically it was, and
yeah.
It's not. It's on a section of highway that's finished
no.
but not open.
It's been finished for multi years, and it hasn't been open for multi years.
That's Mexico right there.
Wow. Yeah. We use it to enter and exit every race. They start downtown. They start right there on the pier. And then we speed through the river, wash, whatever you want to call it. It's pretty nasty.
Yeah.
And then you get on this highway for about
the
10.
Shit river.
Yeah. That's it. Well, this time we're starting on the highway, so we miss all that. And then we get to do a 30, 35-mile speed zone section.
On the highway.
On the highway. Yeah. Until we actually get to race course. And then we do the same 30, 35-mile section coming back into the finish at the end.
Yeah. So not quite as exciting as previous 1000s for the spectators.
Well, you'll see more spectacles out in the middle of the desert in places. And you know when there's something dangerous is when you're going along and all of a sudden you see
a bunch of people,
15, 20, 30 trucks parked in one spot.
Yeah.
You know, there's something big.
Like a whoop or?
Sure.
Or a booby trap.
A whoop,
they do
a booby trap, a ditch, a jump, something. But you really don't know because you might have pre-ran that section and they'll change it.
Oh, wow. They meaning the spectators.
Yes. And that's why we spend so much time down there pre-running so we can look for that kind of stuff. So we kind of know what's going on. And if, like I said, all of a sudden you see a crap ton of people in a place that really shouldn't have people sitting there, you know there's something big.
Oh, wow. You were telling me before they have those virtual checkpoints, and sometimes those are hard to find because there's so many people in the way.
Yeah, this last race, we were crossing Diablo Dry Lake, and we'd seen where the checkpoint was on the GPS and everything, and we're like, go left. And I looked up, and I'm like, we're going to miss that one because there's people, and we're running 100-plus miles an hour, and it's blinding dust. And then we almost ran over an easy up, and these people parked right on top of the checkpoint. There was a guy's tent right where we needed to go to the marker. He put his tent about 5 feet from the marker.
Wow. That's crazy. So you're not just racing the elements, your equipment, the terrain. You got to avoid people.
Pretty much.
That's crazy. At least you don't have to worry about that here in the States.
No. Yeah.
We didn't even have people spectating, unfortunately.
Yeah. Just you guys in the hot pit.
Well, that's different down there because you race checkpoint to checkpoint. You really don't. They give you a map and a course and game on.
Game on. That's fun, though.
It's different. It's different.
So what's your future plan? Just keep doing off-road with Brendan, or do you want to drive a mini stock with me at prom?
I know you keep pushing that mini stock there, girly.
Just saying, you'd be good at it.
I know. I don't know.
They'll be cheaper than a dwarf for.
It's so much more fun.
What?
So you're gonna put tires on your skid plate,
I'm
car,
put
right?
Four tires on your skid plate.
We might have to consider it.
Okay,
to come
good.
Join you.
Okay, you Yay. Guys heard that. You heard that. Okay, cool.
If we can
you're
get
welcome.
Right, if we
cheaper.
Can get him, you know, him out there, and then why am I gonna go sit?
Exactly. Right. Because there's a lot of time in between his heat race and the main event.
Yep.
Yeah. Wait, I'm not thinking he's liking that.
Thank you.
Cheaper than a dwarf car.
It just cost me money.
Cheaper than a dwarf car.
That's true.
I do have a friend that's selling his super stock car.
That's okay.
Okay. So we only got 90 seconds left. That sucks. So you're going to do Pahrump in the dwarf car. What else are your plans?
This year, we've only got Mahop.
I mean, for next year.
Oh, yeah. For next year.
Possibly, if I still have a job, I'm going to be riding with Brendan in the four Mexico races, because that's all we'll do if everything opens back up. And a few dwarf car races hit and miss. And if the 1600 car's around, we'll hit a few races with that. And if it goes down the road, we'll do something else.
And then the grandkids, hopefully.
Yep.
Okay.
Got to get them going more. So hopefully the society opens back up.
It will. And you're the coolest race chick I know. Thanks.
You are being my
dear. Thank you.
Wonder Woman.
You guys have a great night. We'll see you at the races.